President Barack Obama will make remarks later this month at a ceremony commemorating the 50th anniversary of the March Best Remembered for Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech on August 28. On August 28, 1963, U.S. civil rights leader Martin Luther King delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech to over 250,000 supporters from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during the march calling for an end to racism against African Americans in that country. Here's an excerpt of the speech.
Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship. Right. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day. So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream.
That was U.S. civil rights leader Martin Luther King.